But now it's time for an Audio Depot, which is brought to you by the Sante Center for Healing. And since it is 4th of July weekend, I just wanted to let this wash over the P1s. This is from, I want to say 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Man, I want to say it was closer to 10.
Really?
I feel like this was 2015 or 16 or so. It's been a while.
It doesn't
I don't know.
Matter.
Time doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't matter because every 4th of July, I want to hear it. And this is the classic audio of Reverse Terry because there was a man in a wheelchair who was trying to light some fireworks in the streets, and I guess his motorized wheelchair wouldn't back up in time, and it nearly turned into a disastrous situation. Luckily, it's just some fun audio that we can listen to every July 4th.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry?
And he's catching all of it.
He's in a wheelchair.
With a huge smile on his
face.
Yeah,
he's having fun. And there was a follow-up video we saw.
I don't know
when that got put out, but he's fine. He didn't get hurt. And it's good that he caught some fame out of this.
Yeah, he was able to get a new van.
That's awesome.
His family was able to get a new van because they were able to capitalize enough on the meme that was Terry. So, good for him.
I think he's on Cameo now, too, and you can have all kinds of explosives go on around him, and he'll send you a nice message.
You can Terry.
Blast a mortar at him while he says happy birthday to you.
So, yesterday in the 840 bit, Monty shared with the class some audio from the podcast from our friends here at The Ticket, Creighton Branch and E.A. Azad. It's called Turn Off Your Mics, and they had a massive knockdown, drag-out fight. And Monty said that he has even more, so I want to hear the more.
Yeah. We had to get to the best of the best yesterday, but there was still some stuff on the cutting room floor. One thing that we didn't have enough time for yesterday was, one thing I like to notice when I listen to these podcasts is, sometimes EA likes to try cliches and he can't quite nail them. I don't mark down every time he does it, but when he does it multiple times in one episode, the same cliche, I am going to mark that. So tell me if you can completely understand what this means. Again, he was not too thrilled about bringing back Anthony Davis and Kyrie because they're older players.
I don't know if an aging Kyrie, and as much as I love him, it's an aging Kyrie.
Aging.
Oh, I thought he said Asian Kyrie.
No, aging.
I don't know if an aging Kyrie, and as much as I love him, it's an aging Kyrie, and they often injured Anthony Davis on the wrong side of his age.
Okay.
So he's on the wrong side of his age.
Maybe the wrong side of 30?
What?
Yeah, that's what he was going for.
He's going, he's on the wrong side of, 30 or whatever. Not, you can't be on the wrong side of your own age. You are whatever your own age is.
Yeah, because once you're on the wrong side of 30, it's all uphill from here.
What the fuck is that?
You think Asian AD would grab 10 rebounds a game?
If he's 7 foot, I guess. Yeah.
Probably,
right? Pretty good.
And again, he goes
back. Would it be Davis Anthony?
All right. He has Anthony
on
the back of his jersey. All right.
But I mean, that's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm trying to say we're dangerously getting close to we're getting them on the wrong side of their age.
So you must not like the Kyrie contract.
He did it again.
The wrong side of their age.
The first time, okay, it's just a slip up. Second time, he just doesn't know the cliche. He doesn't know it at all.
Okay, listen.
We know you're great. I mentioned, too, that they like to bicker like an old couple and bring up other fights or other arguments that they've had. Here is them picking at each other. This was getting upset about how the other one brings up an old argument.
Or something close to that.
Because you know what you always do in these arguments? You act like when
you're the one that made the argument.
No, you twist my f***ing words and saying that I think Cooper Flagg sucked, which I don't.
But if LeBron James, at the 29-point rookie LeBron.
I'm so excited. Right, let me finish. You can talk when I'm done. Okay? You can talk when I'm done.
That's the worst part of any argument, is when somebody is cutting you off.
No, let me finish. You can talk when I'm
okay,
done.
Okay, you just cut me off though. Like this isn't fair.
But you're gonna talk.
Hold on,
when
I'm gonna talk
when
now.
I'm finished.
Okay, and we're done.
Ugh.
And nobody wins the argument.
No, it's all and that's all they're doing is just talking over each other. It's not a true, you know, tennis match where it's a volley, mm-hmm. volley, volley. It's just going in there, throwing a grenade in the air and letting it explode. Here they do it again, where this time EA wants to bring up an old bad Creighton argument and remind him that he is in fact stupid.
They don't, but Oklahoma City had a very talented and deep roster.
With a bunch of what picks? Number two pick? We got that. Okay.
Okay.
And they got Shea.
All right. So they're a finals contender.
No. Okay. Hold on. I'm not done
yet.
What draft pick was Williams? Top 15?
You also thought,
do they not have that?
It's funny. You also thought the roster, last year's roster was a finals team too.
How far did they make it?
They didn't make the playoffs. They made the play-in.
Who? Oklahoma City?
No, the Mavs.
I'm not talking about that.
I'm just saying. I said, you think that this Mavericks.
He's like, I'm just going to get rid of your entire argument by telling you you thought the Mavs were a playoff team last year. So, and he's like, basically deathbed EA. You can barely even hear him when he says this.
They didn't make the playoffs. They made the play-in.
It's just the tiniest little reading on the file. You can barely even see that he said it.
It's like the legal disclaimer.
Yes.
That must be the 12th round of the fight.
He's
out of energy. He's getting tired, getting worn down.
His legs are wobbly.
I don't know.
One more here. One of the most famous EA clips is of him yelling with Saad the first time he ever hosted on air about Steph Curry being compared to Michael Jordan. Now.
Mm-hmm.
He's Michael Jordan now. Are you kidding me? And then he also had the famous line of, that's why I am in here and you guys are listening because I'm intellectually superior.
I am up here. You guys are down there.
You're right.
And it gets him upset.
Yeah. Got him off on the right foot with the P1s. But yeah, he got back into the Michael Jordan mode.
Kyrie comes back, averages 15.
You know what's funny?
Wait, stop.
Outside of Cooper Flagg, you weren't cool with them too on the team. You even said that this team was
without Flagg. Cooper Flagg!
Oh. So Cooper Flagg in his rookie years going to come out 100%.
Have you ever watched the kid?
Yes.
No, you clearly haven't.
But no, oh my I have. God. But you're putting all our eggs in one basket on Cooper Flagg.
Because he's, what, so, okay.
So he's the greatest player of all time. He's Michael Jordan now. You're going to make me say it. You're going to make me say it.
Did I ever say he was Michael?
He's Michael Jordan now?
By the way, Michael Jordan didn't even come with as much heat in the draft as Cooper Flagg did. Okay.
By the way,
and also, there's dudes passing up Michael Jordan stats all the time now.
I want to tell you right now.
Like the kids now suck.
Time out. Right now, I'm going to tell you right now, the kid hasn't played 1 ounce of NBA basketball, and you've already cemented him as he's already going to change
I didn't say that.
The game.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't know.
No, I can tell you.
I'm optimistic, but I'm not going to sit there and put a whole f***ing championship parade ready to go, because you're saying that old people like Anthony Davis, Kyrie, need Cooper Flagg, because he's going to save the day, and he's going to change everything.
Victor Wembanyama was talked about the same way. What did he do?
Nothing!
My favorite part of that was EA saying Cooper Flagg hasn't played 1 ounce
one
of
ounce.
NBA basketball.
Yeah,
are we talking fluid ounces or what's going on there, EA?
You know what Cooper Flagg has done in the NBA?
Nothing!
I just love that we have so many new EA drops now.
And of course. It just drains your life force, man. They're just... There's no, like, civil discourse. There's no, let me take your opinion to heart and offer a retort. It's all just, I'm going to yell at you as loud as I can. You're an idiot.
But this is a lab. I mean, you guys started doing a podcast before you were on air here.
We damn sure did.
Yeah. I don't think there was knockdown dragouts quite like
that. Nah, not with us. It got weird at some points with somebody else. But yeah, so this episode is over 2 hours.
It's 2 hours and 30 minutes.
That's
and
amazing.
The most of it is this fight. And if you weren't listening yesterday, how did they start the podcast? What was EA talking about?
His 30-minute bout with diarrhea. You're probably wondering, hey, is there a dentist in here with trying to get me to close so she can do the suction thing? No, that's the noise that his stomach made pre-diarrhea.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
There's just so much there. Well, Thank you, Monty, and thank you, EA and Creighton, for providing some fun for us the past few mornings.
Great.